Well, during his first full decade in America in the 1940s, Nichols attended college, but financially was not very well off. And he came to Chicago, and legend has it, Bernie and Rita Jacobs hired Mike to be WFMT's first announcer. And in 1953, the folk boom was starting to happen, and Rita happened to know that Mike had some interest in folk music and said, you know, we go off the air at 10 o'clock at night on Saturdays. Why don't you just keep the transmitter on and do some sort of folk music program? And Nichols rose to the challenge and created the Midnight Special, which originally was mostly a live program in the studio where he'd invite many of the Chicago area musicians who ranged from Big Bill Brunzi and Fleming Brown and many others to come to the studio and sort of jam. And he'd mix it up with records. And he eventually evolved the format of folk music and farce, show tunes and satire, odds and ends. And Nichols, of course, was brilliant, and working at a small classical radio station in Chicago, which at that time had a very small audience, certainly was not going to be his future. And he bounced back and forth between Chicago and New York during the mid-50s. He got involved with the Compass Players and met Elaine May, and he'd come back to WFMT occasionally. When he left the Midnight Special sometime around 1954 or 55, it's kind of vague, probably 55, Norm Pellegrini took over, and then subsequently Ray Nordstrand, who had been hired as a salesman and part-time announcer, started doing the program alternating. But it was mainly Norm who framed the concept, along with Mike Nichols, of the Midnight Special. And also, legend has it that Mike Nichols and Elaine May used to rehearse their comedy routines in the WFMT studio because it was the only private, quiet place they could work together. And the story goes that the mother and son routine that became very popular on their album was actually learned because Mike Nichols overheard Ray Nordstrand on the phone with his mother. And although Ray Nordstrand wasn't Jewish, apparently all mothers are alike, and Mike Nichols adapted that conversation he heard half of into that comedy routine, Mother and Son. So there was a lot of fertility between Mike Nichols and WFMT in many ways. I personally, as the, I guess you'd say, the fourth official host of the Midnight Special, we've had guest hosts over the years, but I'm the fourth official and continuing host, have repeatedly tried to get in touch with Mike Nichols. We tried during the 50th anniversary year of the Midnight Special, which was 11 years ago. I've sent him various letters, and I received no response, and keep hearing that he really didn't want to have anything to do with WFMT. In any event, I recently met somebody who was a friend of Mike Nichols who contacted Mike and said that Mike had changed his mind and was willing to talk with me, and we're going to try to set up a meeting early next year. Obviously, that did not happen and will not happen. I never knew Mike Nichols personally. All I can say is, as the fourth host and somebody who passionately loves doing this radio program, that he created a brilliant format for a radio show that's never quite been duplicated. It took a genius to create this very unusual program that still is on the air today, 61 years later.
Of course, the Mike Nichols and Elaine May records have been a regular part of the Midnight Special through the years. Do any recordings exist of Mike Nichols at WFMT in the 1950s?
Alas, no. The reason was WFMT had very little money in the 1950s. It was perpetually running on empty. So they would reuse tape over and over and over again rather than keep archives of tapes. They did keep a few archives, thank goodness, of famous people like Archibald MacLeish and people who came to town they recorded. But in-house recordings, there's one recording of Mike Nichols and Elaine May that was never issued on an album that resides at WFMT, but it's very dated, and it wouldn't even be funny today because it parodies something that was a distinctly Chicago thing back in the 50s, a wealthy society donor. And there is something on their albums that they call Disc Jockey. It was actually a parody of a late-night announcer on one of the major Chicago Clear Channel stations who in some ways was sort of a predecessor to Rush Limbaugh and that ilk of announcer today, back in a prototypical kind of stage back in the 1950s. But we don't have any recordings that I know of Mike Nichols by himself as Mike Nichols or hosting the Midnight Special. In fact, there aren't even any recordings of Norm or Ray hosting the Midnight Special before about 1956. So it's very upsetting that we don't have this history And I truly regret it because I would give a lot to hear what Mike Nichols sounded like on this radio program, because I really want to be true to his conception and ultimately to his memory. But alas, I never got to ask him what was on his mind, what he was thinking when he created the program.
Well, he and Norm Pellegrini certainly seem to have created something durable, considering that you're hosting the show now, 61 years after it started.
Well, we actually still have listeners who were there, who were listening in 1953, and I suppose we are so overburdened with recordings, but some of them have offered us recordings from the 50s of the show, but we've never accepted those offers because we're so bogged down with material, and now I realize we probably should have. But we just still have listeners who call in during pledge drives and say, well, I've been listening since 1953 or 1954. And that's truly amazing to have listeners that loyal to a radio station and still also so supportive. And obviously, a lot of that is from Mike Nichols' legacy to us, as well as Norm Pellegrini and Ray Nordstrand. So it's an incredible honor to be sitting in that chair, but also an incredible responsibility as well in trying to maintain or respect what the show was originally and yet keep it contemporary enough for new listeners to understand what we're doing.
Well, Rich, thank you very much for talking with me about Mike Nichols and his establishing the show that you're now hosting.
Well, my pleasure, Jim.